Grace and peace. Welcome to Ignite One Worship Center, Alpharetta, Georgia. Listen, there is a word for you today. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the glory of God. We thank you for your honor. We just lift you up this morning and we magnify your holy name. God, I pray that you would let the sound of my voice reach the heart and the spirit of those that would hear what you would have to say to the church today. Glory to God. Thank you for souls being saved, lives being changed, and lives, hallelujah, being lifted by the power and the grace of the Almighty God. It's in your name we pray and say, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. There's a word for you today, and that word is entitled, We the People. We must understand that the culture that we live in is more influenced by the darkness than light. Yeah, amen. As believers, we do not live according to the culture of this world, but according to the culture and the kingdom, hallelujah, that we are part of. And that kingdom is a part of the light of God. It's a kingdom culture, and it's spelled out for us in the Word of God. And we must be able to accept, watch this, we accept the world's culture. And when we accept the world's culture, we can be assured that there's going to be some contradiction to the written and the rhema and the logos word of God. But at all levels, God expects us to obey his word as the people, or his people. So the expectation is, family, as one house and one body, is to live as one light. Hallelujah. Hence, we are going to be different. We're going to be a called out and a consecrated people unto the Lord, because we are the people and we are different. Let me give you the Bible this morning, out of 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. But you are a chosen generation, you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and the word says his own special people. King James says a peculiar treasure or peculiar people, that you may show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Verse 10, who were once not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Verse 11, behold, I beseech you, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. Verse 12, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. So far, the scripture. Hallelujah. Listen, we the people are called out of darkness into his light. We are different. Yeah, we are different. We the people, we are different. We know that the words we the people is connected to our constitution as United States. And our man of God, Bishop Jesse, preached this, amen. And I don't want to preach that, but I want you to understand that when we say we the people, we're talking about our covenant, glory to God, with God. So let's look at the text for a moment. And let me exegete, let me explain, let me clarify and amplify and magnify and uncover a few absolutes, amen, that identify us or with those who are called Christians or believers, amen, or followers or disciples of Christ. The Bible in the scripture gives us five identifying marks of those who are called, amen, and what they are, and they're called the people. It's five identifying marks right off the bat. Glory to God. The people. We're different. Watch it now. It says that they are chosen. Yep. They are royal. Hallelujah. They are holy. They are particular or special. And then they are called. Yeah, royal, holy, special, particular, amen, chosen and called. Listen, they are called out of darkness into his marvelous light. And then it gives us the purpose and the reason for being royal, chosen, special, peculiar, holy, amen. And it gives it, it says that the reason for that is that we are, hallelujah, we are to show forth or to proclaim, glory to God, or declare, hallelujah, amen, or publish or make known, amen, the voice of his praise. Hallelujah. Another scripture tells us that we are to make his name known. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Watch verse 12. Having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. Wow. Glory to God. There's so much to unpack there, but we won't stay all in there long. But let me give you this. Let me give you this. Amen. I believe that it's a revelation, amen, of the day of visitation in what the scripture is saying. Glory to God. Let me read it one more time. We make the praise, hallelujah, his praise known, having our conduct honorable among the Gentiles, those who are not saved, those without Christ, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, watch it, by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. So when we look at it, the day of visitation, there are two dynamics involved in the day of visitation. This is, glory to God, my revelation and my interpretation of this. The day of visitation, it equals, watch this, the day is a definite day. It's something definite, meaning that it's speaking to a specific day. Glory to God. The day of visitation. Glory to God. So God, glorify God on the specific day, or within the specific day. And that specific day, that definite day, is the day of God's judgment. It's the day of God's judgment. But I want to give you this, amen, and put some in your spirit this morning. And I pray, hallelujah, amen, it's going to make your baby jump when you really get this revelation. I need to tell you, I'm going to be deep. Hallelujah, amen, because I'm very simple in my approach to the gospel. But I'm going to be deep for just a moment. Hallelujah. Bear with me. We're going somewhere. Amen. We the people. Subtopic, we're different. Hallelujah. Here it is. So if you pick up this revelation if you pick it up in your spirit man, amen, I'm telling you, your spirit man is going to jump, because you're going to relate to your day. Hallelujah. You're going to relate to your day. So let me give you these two dynamics of the day of visitation. Visitation, again, it relates to the day, and we're talking about the people. Amen. And it's a specific day, or it's what we would just coin as a corporate and a public judgment. It's the day of judgment. That's the day. In the day of visitation is the day of judgment, that God is going to judge the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. According to the scripture. Hallelujah. He's going to judge the life of every person on earth according to the scripture. That's the day of visitation. Glory to God. So this is a specific day of corporate and public judgment. And then the visitation, watch this, also it relates to not only the day, but it relates to a day. A day. So one day is for the people. Yep. We the people. Yep. We're different. But then it's a visitation that relates to a people. What do you mean? So there's a specific day of corporate judgment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And public judgment. And then there's a day. Watch it. It's not a specific day in a corporate sense, but it is a special day in an individual sense. Come on, somebody. Walk with me. Walk me. Walk with me. Watch this. Watch this. While you were, if you are a believer, while you were, and you are, if you're not a believer, then you're a sinner. Watch it. You are a part of a people. Glory to God. You're part of a people who have not yet been identified and marked as chosen, royal, holy, special, or called. It's just a people. But we're talking about we, the people. So the day is a specific day of corporate judgment and public judgment. And then it's a day, is a day that God has chosen, watch this, to visit a person on a special day, as a day to transition and transform you from being a people to becoming one of the people. Glory to God. And it's an individual day of justification that's going to keep you from judgment. Somebody ought to shout off that if you already know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the scripture is clear that when we once were a people living in darkness. And that darkness, it shaped our thought process. It shaped our behaviors. It shaped our form. It formed our impulses. It formed our desires. It formed our appetites. It connected us to a culture, watch this, that's controlled by our unregenerated nature, hallelujah, because we have not been transformed from being a people to the people. But he says, glory to God, hallelujah, in scripture. Oh my God, this is getting good to me. We are different. We are different. We are the people, and we are different. So here's your shout right here. I am, I say. Here's your shout right here if you know you different. Hallelujah. If you know you've been changed, glory to God. If you know you're not the same, here's your shout. You can thank God that he called us out and he pulled us out of that culture and brought us into his light. In fact, the scripture says that it was not just light, but it was a marvelous light, hallelujah. Light that makes the difference and light that makes us different. Woo, the people, we are the people, and we should be walking in a light that makes a difference and a light that makes us different. He brought us out, of darkness into. I want you to get this. He brought us out of darkness into as the people. He brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Meaning, watch this, your access into the light had to be developed while you were still in the dark. Glory to God. Somebody shout off of that right there. Hallelujah. Yeah, your access into the light really began while you were in the dark, not when you got in the light. Glory to God. That's why the scripture declares such things as while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. And he became the substitution. Amen. Propitiation of our sin. Glory to God. He became what we were so that we can become what he is. Glory to God. Amen. And gave us life. Hallelujah. And light back to, glory to God, to a God that is called the God of light. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's our access into the light had to be developed, family, while we were yet in darkness. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that you got a God and you serve a Lord, hallelujah, that understands, glory to God, that if he just put his little finger in the darkness, there's more light in that darkness than darkness, hallelujah, can even comprehend. Oh my God, hallelujah. So what I can say and what you need to agree, amen, with, if this is you right here, is that for most of us, when we finally came into the light, it really was an after midnight. It was an after midnight call. It was an after midnight deliverance. It was an after midnight development where God came in, hallelujah. And then what we discovered is that after midnight, the light shines bright. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Think about where you were. Think about who you used to be. Think about the culture you lived in before God came in, hallelujah, and bless you, call you, amen, lifted you out of that, saved you, restored you, delivered you. Glory to God. Hey, it was after midnight that God caused the light to shine bright, hallelujah, in your life through salvation and justification and restoration and reconciliation. Glory to God. And with the ultimate transformation, hallelujah. Oh my, glory to God. So watch it now, because when we look at this and we say he brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light, and it's after midnight that he came into my life. Here it is. Midnight is the end of one day and the beginning of another day. Watch this. That can't be seen until the light shows up. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. So watch it now. That was a transition. That was a transition in your dark time, amen, that exposed the darkness and pulls you out into the light of his glory, the light, hallelujah, of his grace, and the light, glory to God, my God, of the giving of his son. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Somebody get this. Watch this. Get this, please. When he came and he touched you, and it was after your midnight season of life, when you were in your dark place, and when you didn't think you could come out, when you had lost all hope, when you didn't even realize, glory to God, that you were gaining access, hallelujah, and being developed in your darkness when you couldn't do it, he was already doing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Midnight, midnight is a new day that starts, watch this, at yesterday's darkness. Good God Almighty. What did you just say? I said midnight is a new day that starts at yesterday's darkness. In other words, glory to God, hallelujah. I was blind, but now I see. Glory to God. Hey, Shakaba, his love lifted me. Glory to God, hallelujah. Yeah, amen. He brought me out. Glory to God, hallelujah. With a mighty arm and a mighty hand and a strong arm. He delivered me. Glory to God. Hey, Shaman, glory. Hey, hallelujah. So please get this. Please get this now, glory to God, as believers, amen, and Christians, glory to God, and disciples and followers of Christ, now light is our new culture. Light shapes our thought process. Light shapes our behavior. Light shapes our impulses. Light shapes our desires. Light shapes our appetites. Light, hallelujah, connects us to a new culture, hallelujah, and the control, it controls our new nature. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm tempted, glory to God, to say that we supposed to be light. No. It ain't supposed to be. No, listen, we must be light. Glory to God, because that is the declaration of the scripture of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. And because we are light and we're not a part of darkness, we are really different. We supposed to be different. No, we should be different. No, we are different according to, glory to God, our identifying mark as a royal, chosen, glory to God, holy, a special people that's been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Somebody go ahead and type "we different" in the chat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, we different on purpose. Hey, we are the people and we different. Glory to God. Yeah, my shot. We different. That's it. We different. I know it's not good English, but it make good preaching. We different. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh my. Hallelujah. Listen, I don't even know if I'm going to finish this today, but let me take you somewhere because I want to really be clear. Amen. Watch this. That you can be brought into the light this morning, glory to God, if you're not in the light, and if you're already in the light, glory to God, hallelujah, then you can thank God, amen, watch this, for your special day that's preparing you for the Pacific day, glory to God. And if you are not in the light, amen, this could be your special day that will prepare you for, hey, the specific day. You can become, that can be a transition in your life this morning on this live, glory to God, today on this live, glory to God, that will transition and transform you from a people to becoming a part of the culture of the people. Oh my, so I need to expose, glory to God, darkness for just a minute, amen, glory to God. I want to take you there and drop you off, amen, amen, and try to get out of this, amen, hallelujah, and make sense of it before, amen, we close. So please get this. We need to understand that as we look at this call, amen, from darkness to light, that according to scripture, darkness, watch this, darkness is a hiding place where evil deeds are done. Yep. Darkness is a hiding place where those do evil deeds hide. That's where, according to scripture. I'm going to give you a Bible. Watch it, please. Let's go to John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 19. Really, you should read 19 through 21, but I'm just going to stop at 19. And this, watch this, is the condemnation. I want you to get it. This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Wow. Amen. Now we know that according to Romans 8:1, the scripture tells us that now, therefore, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. But here in John's Gospel, chapter 3, the scripture says, and this is the condemnation. What is the condemnation? I want you to get it, please. Watch it. What we can really boil it down to, get it, please. Watch it. We can really boil it down to not so much as honing on the light or the darkness, but really on honing in on the love. There it is. Watch it. Watch it. This is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world. What light? We're talking about Jesus. The light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Why did they love darkness rather than light? Because their deeds were evil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's the love factor that makes the difference. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. In other words, glory to God, I want to live my own way. I want to do my own thing. Hallelujah. I want to have my own God. Glory to God. I want to have my own religion. Glory to God. And I watch this, and I want to say that I go to church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I want to live my life. Glory to God. And that's a contradiction, because darkness and light can't dwell together. Hallelujah. Wow. Okay, here it is. John We know John 1, amen, 1 says, in the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was with God, and the same was the beginning, amen, with God. But we want to get to verse number 4. Watch it, please. The Bible said Jesus came into the world, glory to God, and here it is, in him was life, verse 4, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth where? In darkness, yeah? And the darkness what? Comprehend it not. The darkness could not understand the light. Glory to God. I want you to please stay with me, because I want to show you why the enemy want to keep you in darkness, because he understands what it means. Glory to God, to represent light, hallelujah, and then lose it. Glory to God. Ezekiel 28. Oh my, hallelujah. Just read it on your own. Watch it, please. Here's the Message Bible of that text. Watch this. The life was light to live by. Yeah, watch it. The light was light to live by, and the life light blazed out of the darkness. Did you hear that? The life light blazed out of the darkness, and the darkness couldn't put it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, let your light shine. Glory to God. The darkness couldn't put it out. The darkness couldn't put it out. I'm just trying to expose darkness real quick. The darkness couldn't put out the light. Here it is. It's in Acts chapter number 26, a part of Paul's assignment and his conversion. This person, amen, that was a persecutor and a blasphemer and a murderer, amen, glory, and had this conversion in his life and wrote 3/4, amen, of the New Testament, hallelujah, as the greatest apostle known to man, glory to God, hallelujah. His assignment and his conversion from, watch this, was to convert. He was personally converted, amen, from darkness to light. And his assignment was to let people of his day know that they didn't have to live in darkness. Glory to God. Here it is. Watch it now. Verse number 18 of Acts chapter number 26. His assignment at conversion was to open the eyes of the people. Open their eyes. Here it is. Watch this. In order to turn them from darkness. Yep, you got it. To light. Woo! Watch it. From the power of Satan to God. Wow. There's a comparison. There's a contrast there. From darkness to light. From the power of Satan to God. Here it is. That they may receive forgiveness of sin and an inheritance among those who are sanctified. Watch it. By faith in me. Sanctified by their title. No. Sanctified, glory to God, by their church affiliation. No. Sanctified by faith in me. Did you get that? God told the apostle Paul, I want you to bring people out of darkness into the light. Watch this. And from the power of Satan to the power of God. Hallelujah. Now we can see, family, in the text that darkness is a reference to the power of Satan. Woo, hallelujah. Glory to God. It just told us right there. But he says, open their eyes. Yeah, my shah. Open their eyes. Your assignment is to open their eyes. Why? Because when the Spirit of God opens your eyes, watch this, it lifts darkness off of your mind. Oh my, glory to God, hallelujah. Open their eyes. In other words, they need a transplant in their heart so that they can get a different perspective in their head. Oh my, hallelujah. Open their minds, glory to God. Open their eyes and lift darkness off of their minds. Did you get it? Did you get it? Here it is, Romans 2:19. Watch this. And are confident that you yourself are guide, yep, to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness. That's what we should be, amen, as the people and the ones that are different, not better, different. Yep, not better, different. Glory to God. And we can't live according to the course of this world. I know it's popular. Yep, it's popular. Glory to God, amen, to take your salvation, amen, in today's culture and pack it up, glory to God, and go shack it up in any environment you feel like you, amen, want to, and live it up, glory to God, and then church it up, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. But I'm telling you, a day is coming, glory to God, that there's going to be judgment if you're not the people. Hey, check out. You can be with a people that's not the people, and you're going to have to make a decision, hey, glory to God, to come on into the light. I believe, amen, as the world turns, God is watching. God is getting ready, hallelujah, and God is going to give, amen, step into many people's lives, and they're going to be induced by the after midnight effect. Glory to God. In the darkest hour of their living, God is coming in, amen, hallelujah, to give you, amen, that special opportunity to receive him on your special day for you to be justified so you won't be judged. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to agree to that this morning, that know that Jesus, amen, is still coming back, and the blood still has power, glory to God, and the cross is still, amen, elevated, glory to God, and salvation is still real, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, and so is H-E-L-L, two picks, hallelujah, yep, amen. So watch it, please, the reason we must walk in the word, watch this, as the people, and not just as a people, because we are the people, not a people. That's what the scripture said. We are the people, not a people. And the reason for that, hallelujah, the reason that we must walk in the world as the people and not just a people is because the light is how we fight the demonic rulers of the darkness. Hey, Yabasho, it's the light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Really? Glory to, yeah, the light, the Spirit of God, hi, Shekay, is a lightsaber. Glory to God. The Spirit of God, hallelujah. Hey, go, it brings the force to be with you. Hey, come on. The Spirit of God, hallelujah, make you, hey, testify. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, glory to God that, yeah, amen, that you are Luke and God is your Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. So please get this. Please get this. We do it because we fight the demonic rule, amen, of darkness with the light. Glory to God. That's why we must be different. We can't be same. We can't mix the two cultures, amen, and make up a new drink. No, glory to God. We drink from the same rock. Hey, we drink, glory to God, from the same well. Glory to God. There's no mixing, hey, of darkness and light. There's no mixing. Glory to God. Hi. Glory to God. You got to come from amongst and be separated according to the word of God, because we are different. Hallelujah. We are different. Glory to God. Amen. It may be popular, glory to God, to do all kind of worldly things in church. It may be, and it may be drawing people, amen, and you, there may be crowds that love, amen, the carnal atmosphere, but listen, there's a day coming. Glory to God. There's a day coming, and glory to God, we are going to have to face that day if we're not the people. Hallelujah. And God's going to give every man and every woman, hallelujah, an opportunity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To be able to come to the light. Yeah. Glory to God. Here it is. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12. Are you there? Here it is. Watch it now. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against rulers, yeah, of darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness, a host of wickedness in heavenly places. You got it. That's why the light is important, because the fight is against rulers of darkness. So please get this. If there's rulers of darkness, and if there's a host of spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, the one thing that has more authority and that has more power and that has more strength and more influence than the rulers of darkness, hallelujah, and the spiritual host of wickedness, glory to God, is the rule of light. Mm. Yeah. Glory to God, is the rule of light. You can flick a light and a whole room will light up. You can scratch a light and the whole room will light up. You can just have a light and it'll lead you out of eons of darkness as long as the light stays on. Somebody hear me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you have light, you don't really even have to look up. You can look down to see where you're walking and get out of darkness. But when you get out of darkness, the first thing you do is look up. Because the light, hallelujah, it overshadows you, it overtakes you, it comes upon you. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh my God, hallelujah. So we got to understand, amen, that we are different and we are the people and we are called to the light, glory to God, as a chosen, royal, holy, special, peculiar, glory to God, called out people. Glory to God, that will not give in to the culture and the ways of this world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I pray you're getting something this morning. I can't take too much more of this. I'm going to have to cut it short and pick it up again next week. Glory to God, because I feel something in the Spirit of God happening. Glory to God. So we're just talking about exposing. So watch it now. It is Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 11, family. It says, have nothing to do. And then it says, watch this, the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Wow. Rather expose them. Let me give you this and I may shut it down. Hallelujah. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. This is where I believe we need revelated, we need educated, and we need wisdom. Yeah, I'm talking about now those that are in the light. I'm talking about the kingdom. I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about, amen, believers, that we need a revelation, we need a education, and we need wisdom right here. Glory to God. Because for some, we think that because we are in the light or we confess to be in the light, then we can just authoritatively, glory to God, just break in, amen, and bash in, glory to God, and into darkness, glory to God, from the standpoint of a person and just give it to them because we're in the light. But that's not the proper approach to exposing the darkness. Let me give it to you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Here it is. Wow. Because when we do it like that, when we just try to force, yeah, when we just try to force a person into the light, when we try to pull them into the light on our own, when we feel like we just have the authority to just tell you off, glory to God, with our flashlight on. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then what's happening is that what we're trying to do is we are trying to expose the will of the people, or a person. But the reality is, watch this now, the light has never been meant to really expose the will of a person. Glory to God, or people. The truth is that anytime you see light, you're talking about truth. You're talking about, amen, a veracity and a clarity, amen, glory to God, of exposure. But here it is. It's not that we do it to a person or the will of a people, but the light has always been meant to expose the work of the enemy. Yeah, glory to God, the work of the enemy. So when we're dealing with trying, amen, and believing, glory to God, that a person would be shifted, amen, from darkness to light, or witnessing to them to come from darkness to light, we must understand that we're dealing with the work of an enemy, not the will of a person. Oh, somebody get that. Yeah. The work of an enemy, not the will of a person. Glory to God. So with that understanding, with all your authority and all your title and all of your good to do-ness, yeah, glory to God, watch this, you don't determine when they come out. Somebody help me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No. Watch it, please. We're not dealing with the will of a person. We're dealing with the work of the enemy. So watch it now. For that reason, I can't attack you or mishandle you in the name of love and in the name of light. Here it is. Unless you have first seen that in me and received that from me. Oh, my God. I'm going to drop that right there. Glory to God. Ooh, you just said something right there, Apostle. My Jesus. I can't attack you. I can't mishandle you. And I can't down talk you. Amen. Watch it, please. In the name of love and in the name of light as a believer. Unless you first seen love in me and receive light from me. That's the effectiveness of letting my light shine. Ooh, wow. Okay, here it is. Watch it now. Outside of that, if you don't see it first in me, if you don't receive it first from me, outside of that, here it is. Watch it. And here's our conflict. The darkness in the person where we're trying to deal with the will and not understand is the work of the enemy, and they haven't seen the light and the love in us or received it first from us, glory to God. Outside of that, watch this, the darkness in them, watch this, the darkness in them, watch this, hallelujah. You see, you'll see my light as the enemy. Wow. Yeah, the darkness in you will see my light as the enemy if you haven't seen the light and the love in me first or received it from me first. You'll see me as the enemy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch it. And the enemy will make you see it like that because he has your mind blind. Yeah, and your spirit closed off. Yeah, glory to God. And you don't, watch this, and when help is coming for you to receive, he'll make you not believe. Ooh, shaka. Because he loves to keep us in the dark. That's where he has rule. That's where he has control. Are you getting it? Wow. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So outside of that, the darkness in you will see my light as the enemy. And when that it happens like that, as a result, watch it, you don't want anything to do with me, hallelujah, and the reality is, hallelujah, I really never showed you him, but I wanted you to receive from me. Wow, come on somebody, we the people, we're different, and this is going to be the maximization, hallelujah, of the Spirit of God that's going to infiltrate the world, is that when the world, watch this, see us and receive us, hallelujah, glory to God, see our love, receive our light, see our light, and receive our love, watch this, and we stand on the fact that we're different, and that difference draws them instead of their difference drawing the church. I gotta go. We're different, and we must do better. Are you hearing me? We're different, and we must do better. Glory to God. I feel the Spirit lifting because I believe, amen, that I need to keep this separate. We talked about, amen, the fact that we are the people and we are different. Glory to God. And I needed to expose the darkness. Watch this, because I need some stuff to lift out of your spirit so that the light can get in. Yeah. When I get ready to talk about the light. And I believe the Holy Spirit is saying, hey, stop right there. Glory to God. And then we'll watch this. We'll talk about the light next week. Yeah. We'll talk about the light. So watch it. There's an exposure of the darkness, but then there's an expectation of the light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave you with this, and we'll pick it up again next week. I'm going to leave you with this. Glory to God. We are different on purpose, and we are the people. Hallelujah. If I had to preach and the organ would get, amen, tuned up, glory, right about this time, glory to God, I would say, and the Bible says, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, this little light of mine, yep, I'm going to let it shine. You got it, yeah. Let it shine, and let it shine. Glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. You know what I mean. Hallelujah. Hide it under the bushel. Yeah, no. You got it. Glory to God. Why? Because it's the light that makes us different, and it's the light that makes the difference. Father, hallelujah. We bless you for the light. Thank you for teaching us, glory to God, that we are the people and we are different. I give you praise, hallelujah, for the revelation of the day of your visitation, that there is a specific day that's corporate, hallelujah, and it is the judgment of the world, but then there's a special day, glory to God, that's specific to us being a people or a person, glory to God, and it's for the justification of my soul. I pray now that a person hearing that have not come into the light, God, that they will receive this word, and the scripture of God says to us, Jesus said, I am the light that lighteth every man that come into the world. If any man, glory to God, hallelujah, would believe in me, he shall not walk in darkness or live in darkness. I believe that's, amen, glory to God. Verse number 23, hallelujah, of John. Glory to God. 3, hallelujah. So listen, please. I want you to understand something, that you can have the light of life today if you receive Jesus in your heart. He can change your perspective. He can transform and translate you from darkness to light just like that. It's a matter of you confessing that he is Lord. Glory to God. And repenting and asking him to come into your heart. Hallelujah. And you will be saved. All things, hallelujah, will become new. Hallelujah. And you'll be in the light. Glory to God. And he'll give you life. If you're ready for a change and you receive that word, just say, Jesus, bring me into the light. I'm sorry. I repent. I want to love you. I want to live for you. And I want to lift you. And I need you in my life. That's enough to get you from the culture of darkness and transfer you into the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's already done. If you receive it, and if you believe it, and if you confess it, it's already done. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Please get an offering. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get an offering. Glory to God. Put something on this word. Put something on the fact, glory to God, that you had an after midnight experience. Glory to God. And God came in and pulled you out, and you are the better for it. Glory to God. This is good ground. Amen. And it will continue to be a church and a broadcast that will lift you and not condemn you. This is Apostle Anthony McCoy, Ignite One Worship Center, Alpharetta, Georgia. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, be blessed, and we'll see you on next week. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah.